The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, celebrating 40 years of sharing God's unconditional love and grace. Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. Today, Andrew illustrates that whether we believe or whether we have varying levels of unbelief is determined by what we focus our attention on. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm ending my first week of teaching on hardness of heart. And this is going to be a series I do for at least 3 weeks, maybe a little bit more. And this teaching has just revolutionized my life. This week I've basically been trying to get across that a hardened heart is not only characteristic of people who are God haters, but even people who love God with all of their heart can be cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. That's the definition of hardened as applied to your heart. And I think that every one of us have areas of our life where we are cold, are insensitive, or unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. You know, in my own life, I got a revelation of healing, physical healing, and I became very sensitive to God in that area, and I have seen some great miracles in that area. But at the same time, I was very hardened in the area of finances. I just didn't have a revelation. I believe that you can become sensitive in one area. You could be like a person who praises God and worships God and yet be ignorant in the area of faith or in the area of finances or in the area of healing and things like that. And you could become hardened towards God. And a lot of this has to do with background, focus, different things. But this is what I've been talking about this week, is just trying to show that a hardened heart is not only descriptive or symptomatic of a person who's a God hater, but all of us have areas of our life where we are hardened, cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. And I believe that before we can fix this problem, we've got to first of all acknowledge that we have the problem. And many people just think that all of their problems are outside of themselves. If they just had a different mate, if they had a different boss, if they had a different color of skin, if they had a different opportunity, if the government would just give you more money, if this, 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 or something else. We're trying to change all of these things when the real problem is our heart attitude. You change your heart and then you get totally different results. And that's the point that I've been trying to get across. Yesterday I was using Mark chapter 8. And Jesus here gave a number of characteristics of a hardened heart. Let me go back to Mark chapter 8, verse 17. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet? Now, I've already talked about these, so I won't explain it. I'll just mention this. But not being able to perceive spiritual truth is an indicator of a hardened heart. It says, neither understand. If you can't understand things, you hear somebody say it and you acknowledge that it's true, but you just don't have the understanding. You can't make the proper application. That's an indication of a hardened heart. So he says, perceive ye not yet, neither understand. Have ye your heart yet hardened? Verse 18, having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not. I spent a lot of time on yesterday's program talking about how you can incline your ear. Not just your physical ear. This can happen in the physical realm. I gave illustrations of how people can live in the flight path of an airport and sleep through planes landing because they've just tuned that sound out. But they can just wake up at the slightest little cry from their baby or something like that. They've inclined, sensitized themselves to hear certain things and desensitized themselves to other things. In the same way that that can happen in the physical realm, it can happen spiritually. You can get to where you hear God, just the slightest little whisper from God, and boy, it's just like a booming voice to you. And then you can get to where the devil, he could just scream at you and you couldn't hear him. Sad to say, with most people, it's exactly the opposite. Most people, I've had many people come to me and say things like, you talked about God spoke to you and God said this and God said that. And they say, I just don't understand how you hear the voice of God. The devil told me that I'm never going to be like that. The devil said this. And they'll tell me everything that the devil had to say, but they can't hear a single thing that God's got to say. Did you know that Satan is a spirit just like God is a spirit? If you can hear the devil, you should be able to hear God, but they're usually in opposite directions. They're exclusive. If you are sensitive to the voice of God, you become insensitive to the voice of the devil. If you are sensitive to the voice of the devil, then you are insensitive to the voice of God. And some people think, well, I can't help that. Yes, you can. Jesus here is saying that this is an indication that you have a hardened heart when you have ears, but you can't hear. It's not God who's not speaking. God is speaking to every one of us every minute of every day. He is constantly communicating love and goodness and mercy and things. But there's a lot of things that drown it out. One of the things that drowns out the voice of God is religion. Mark chapter 7, verse, 13, I believe it is. I tell you, since I'm right here in Mark, let me just look this up. Mark chapter 7, verse 13, he says, "You make the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye." Religious traditions, doctrines of man, will drown out the voice of God. And there are many of you that God is trying to say things to you, but it's contrary to what you've been taught, and so therefore you resist it, you reject it, you refuse it. But God is speaking constantly, but we have things that harden our heart to hear the voice of God. Religious traditions and doctrines of man will make the word of God of none effect. And notice this in verse 18. He says, "And do ye not remember?" Now, he's still talking about what are characteristics of a hardened heart. Not being able to perceive, not being able to understand, not being able to see with your heart, not being able to hear with your heart, and not being able to remember is a characteristic of a hardened heart. Now, this is something that has really been made an impact on me. And I see this constantly in my dealings with other people. You know, I have people come up to me and they say, "You must have a photographic memory because you can quote so many scriptures and you do all of this." And I not only know where the scriptures are, but I can tell you where the address is, what chapter and verse they go with most of the time. And so I've had some people come up and say, "You just must have this photographic memory." Well, you could ask any of my staff and they'll tell you I do not have a photographic memory. Matter of fact, my camera crew that's working with me today, I remember it wasn't very long ago, it's been within the last year that I forgot that we were having a television shoot. And they called and I was sitting at home studying the Word and they made a big deal out of that and put it on the internet and "Where's Andrew?" and they made a spoof of it. You can ask any of my staff and I do not have a photographic memory. I can forget nearly anything. Matter of fact, I've got one employee, my personal assistant, that about her only job is to remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing. That's about all she does. And you know what? Some people might think, "Well, boy, you're just really dumb." No, it's not that. It's that my heart is fixed on certain things. And you know, I'm not sure that this is the accurate way to do it. I'm just telling you, this is the way it is with me. It's similar to a computer. You know, when you get so much information on your hard drive, it starts slowing down because you've got all of this stuff and it slows it down. So one of the ways to speed up your computer is you delete, you download non-essential stuff. You remove it from your hard drive and it speeds up the computer. Well, my mind is similar to that. That if I try and remember all of these things that, you know, for my purpose, what God's called me to do are non-essentials. If I try and remember all of that, it just slows me down. It hinders me. So what I do, I literally, if it's not absolutely essential, I just delete it. I can forget anything. When I'm ministering, I can literally, my body, you know, if it was hurting, I could stand up and start ministering and I honestly couldn't even feel anything. I could have pain in my body and it'll totally go away when I'm ministering. I could be tired and I get revived. I could, anything. I get so focused on what I'm doing that I could literally forget my wife's name. I could forget nearly anything. You could ask me, "What are my kids' name?" And I'm so focused on what I'm doing that I can't even recall stuff. And some of you think, "Well, you're weird." Well, I just believe that what it is, I get so focused on what I'm doing, in a sense, I just download, delete things that aren't important. But the things that are important to me are the things of God. Studying the Word of God is just paramount in my life. I mean, I love the Word of God. It's changed my life. And I believe that anything that I still need and things that God needs to change in me, they're all in the Word. And so I am constantly studying the Word of God. And because my heart is there, because my heart is sensitive to it, did you know I can remember the Word of God. I can remember Scriptures, and I never memorize Scripture. I don't ever sit down and try and memorize a Scripture. What I do is I just go to the Word, I study it. God speaks something to me, and once I hear God take the truth that is written in the Bible and apply it to me and make it real to me, I've got it. And you know what? I can remember it. I can tell you where I was when God spoke to me January the 31st, 2002, and revealed Psalm 78:41 to me. I can show you where I was March the 23rd, 1968, when God first really started speaking to me. I remember things because my heart is focused on it. And I can recall those things. But you know what? I saw the Super Bowl last year. And I can't even tell you who played in the Super Bowl. I can't even tell you the names of the football teams. I was over in Europe during the World Series, but we heard part of it. We got the reports. And I can't even tell you right now who won the World Series. I can't tell you what teams were in there. See, there are some people who come to me and say, well, boy, you just must have this photographic memory and you remember Scripture. I just can't do that. And they use that as an excuse. But those same people who can't remember Scripture can tell me who won the World Series, who won the Super Bowl. They can go back to 1952 and tell me who pitched a no-hitter in some baseball game. They can tell me the stats on things. They can go back and tell me who starred in this movie and what this actor and what this actress did. And you know, I've even seen some of these movies and I couldn't even tell you the people who are in it. I can't. And some people say, well, boy, you just must be dumb. No, it's not that. It's just the way that your heart functions. Whatever you're focused on, whatever you are given to, you can remember. Whatever you fail to focus on, you might even have the information in there, but you're going to not be able to remember it if it's not, if you haven't set your heart on it. Now, see, I watched the Super Bowl. I heard about the World Series. But you know what? That's not where my heart is. That's not important to me. That's trivial. I'm not trying to minimize it or criticize somebody for doing it. It's not sin to be into sports. But you know what? It's trivial. When we stand before God, who pitched a no-hitter, who had the most home runs is not going to be important. That's trivial. It's trivial, trivial stuff. Most people don't agree with that assessment, but I believe that that is a godly assessment. 1,000 years from now, when we're all in heaven, nobody's going to care about the batting averages and about all this kind of stuff. That is trivial stuff. It's not sin. I'm not saying that you're sinning if you watch it, but it's trivial. And so I just haven't set my heart on it. I can watch a baseball game and not even remember the stuff because my heart isn't set there. And if you can read a scripture and God speaks something to you and you get a truth, but then 2 or 3 days later you try and, now let's see, what was that? And you try and remember and it seems like it's gone or you can't quote it or you can't find where it was. It's not because you're dumb. It's because your heart isn't set on those things. You have other things that your heart is set on. You are so occupied with the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and other things that it's choking the Word of God. If you have an inability to remember spiritual truths, an inability to recall Scripture, it's because your heart is hardened. And I know that there's people that take offense at that. I don't say those things to be offensive. I'm saying it to try and help you. I'm trying to say that this hardened heart that most of us live with, that is characteristic of the vast majority of Christians today, is not normal. It's not the way that God made us to be. If you go and sit in church and the Lord speaks to you and you get something through that message and it's good and you go out, but and then after you eat and you go home in the afternoon, you're trying to remember, now, what was that message about? What was the guy preaching about? What was it the Lord spoke to me and you can't remember it? It's because you got a hardened heart. It's because your heart is sensitive to other things and insensitive to God. Your heart cannot be sensitive in opposite directions at the same time. If you become sensitive, dominated by, controlled by the world in your heart, then you are going to be undominated, uncontrolled, insensitive to the things of God. And if you become sensitive to the things of God, you're going to become insensitive to the things of the world. And you know what? This is what I chalk up my ability to forget certain things. It's because my focus is so narrow It's so limited. I'm focused on the Word of God. I'm focused on God, the Word of God, the ministry that God has given me to do. That is where my heart is. And even though I go to a movie sometimes, even though I watch a sports thing, my heart's not there. I just download that stuff nearly as soon as I get through with it. And because of it, I can't remember that kind of stuff. When we play Trivial Pursuit, I used to play that with my in-laws. I tell you what, it takes a miracle for me to contribute. I just sit there and do nothing because I don't know what actor did this. I don't know any of these things. Man, if it's not in the Bible, I don't know it. I was out to eat recently with a preacher, and he is a real intellectual, and I'm not saying that in a critical way. I mean, this guy, it was obvious that his intellect was just amazing, the things that he was able to say. I listened to him for an hour and a half, and he never had an. He never had a lapse. It was like he had memorized it. The execution was perfect. I was just amazed, this guy's intellect. We went out to eat after it was over, and he got to asking me some questions about the difference between the emerging church and the, I forget even the names that he was asking me all these questions, and he looked at me and asked me a few questions, and I just looked at him and I said, "Jim, I don't even understand your question." I said, "I don't even know what you're talking about." And he started trying to explain it, and I said, "I'm sorry, but if it's not in the Bible, I don't know it." And anyway, he just laughed at me and made me look like an idiot, I guess, in comparison. But I am willingly ignorant of all of this other stuff. There may be some value to that, but I'm telling you, matter of fact, this man at the end of the thing, he says, "You know what?" He says, "I think if I had to choose, I'd rather know the Word of God than to know all of the other stuff I was asking you about." And that's exactly the way that I am. I am narrowing my focus. And because of it, because I'm focused on the Word of God, I can quote thousands and thousands of scriptures. There is nothing about my brain that's better than anybody else's brain. It's the focus. That's what this is talking about. An inability to remember, Jesus is saying, that's proof that you've got a hardened heart. You can remember what you are committed to, the things that are the focus of your life. You can remember them. You know, let me just make another comparison here. I believe that in some cases, I'm not saying that this is across the board, but in some cases, Alzheimer's or going senile in your old age is nothing but an extreme hardness of heart. Now, there may be, I believe that some of the drugs that people take today destroys your brain cells and stuff, and I think that that's one of the contributing factors. But in some cases, for instance, I had an aunt that was about, I think she was 96 or 99 years old, I forget, Aunt Leela. And we went down and visited her, and we ate with her, and 5 minutes after we ate, she says, "When are we going to eat?" She couldn't remember that you'd eaten. You'd be sitting there talking to her for an hour or two, and she'd get up and leave the room, come back, and she said, "Oh, we're so glad to have you here." She forgot that you'd been talking to her for an hour. She'd ask you the same question two or three times. It was like the lights were on, but nobody was home. Most people would just attribute that to some physical, organic thing. And yet, you ask Aunt Leela, "When did you get married?" And she'd say, "Oh, it was on a Saturday. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon." She would give you the date. "What happened to your child when he was so much old?" And she could remember back 60 years and tell you details, give you the hour, the date. Her mind was functioning completely normal as long as it was 60 or 70 years before. But you bring her up to the present and she couldn't remember if she had just eaten. She couldn't remember that she'd been talking to you for an hour. You know what I believe that is? I believe that that's a person who had lived so long, they outlived their friends. They were living in a negative situation where they didn't have enough health to get out and do things. They were just sitting there day after day. And their circumstances were so negative that what they did was retreat in their mind to a happier day. And they went back and started focusing their attention on when they got married, when their children were young, when days were happier. They lived there. And God made our heart that it will follow your dominant thought. And if you were to just retreat from the present day and live in the past, then you know what will happen? You'll have an ability to remember the past, but forget the present. And I believe that in some cases, that's exactly what is happening when people get senile or Alzheimer's or whatever name you want to put on it. I'm not saying that that's in every case, but in many cases, it's just an example of a person hardening their heart. And God made you this way so that you could be in a situation, like say, for instance, if you were a prisoner of war, and if you were put into a situation where everything in your existence was bad, you don't have to just have your emotions go along with what's happening in the physical. You, in your mind, can focus your attention on whatever. For instance, Paul and Silas did this in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. They were beaten. They were ridiculed, humiliated, put in the stocks, put in the lowest part of the prison. And yet at midnight, they started praising God. They started putting their mind on God, worshiping God, thinking about the good things, thinking about their salvation, not thinking about the physical situation. And because of it, man, they started praising God and worshiping God. God heard it. God got to patting his foot, going along with their music. And man, there was an earthquake. It opened up all the prison doors. Their chains dropped off. They got to see the jailer born again. Miracles happen. And you know what? It was because they just had their hearts so focused on God that they could literally deny the pain that was in their body. They could deny the humiliation, the shame, the confusion, anything else. God made it so that you in your heart can choose how you want to be. Circumstances do not have to dictate and make you either optimistic or pessimistic, glad or sad, and all these other things. But see, the problem is that we haven't understood that it's a heart problem. We think that it's what this person did to me that's the problem. No, it's the way you respond to it in your heart. The fact that you have magnified it. The fact that you are thinking about it. You can forget that. You can focus your heart on God. You can stay focused on God. You can become so sensitive to God that in the same way people with a hardened heart, God is talking, but they can't hear it. You can reverse that process and become so sensitive to God that all you do is hear God. And the devil could scream in your ear and you totally miss it because you've just become hardened towards the devil. In the same way that people come up and say, how can you hear the voice of God? The devil told me I'll never hear the voice of God. They have no problem hearing the devil, but they can't hear God. You could reverse that to where, man, I hear God. God speaks to me constantly and tells me how much He loves me and gives me direction and shows me what to do. And you know what? I'm sure that the devil must be trying to tempt me and do the same things that he does with everybody else, but I just can't hear the devil. I believe that that's not only possible, I believe that that's normal Christianity. Now, that's not normal if you just take an average of everybody today, but if you were to look into the Word of God, what God has provided and what He wants us to do, that is the way we're supposed to be living. We should be living so much in the supernatural that, man, it is natural to be supernatural. Most of us, it's abnormal to be supernatural, and that's because we have a hardened heart. We first of all have to recognize this problem before we can fix it. And so I've spent this entire week trying to just establish what a hardened heart is. And if you'll receive this, it's not meant to condemn. It's meant to enlighten us and motivate us to change and move towards something better. I'm going to continue this teaching on our program next week, so I encourage you to listen and to join me next week as I continue this teaching. And also listen to our announcer as he gives you information about how you can receive these materials, and then call or write today and request our materials on a hardened heart.
Andrew's four-part teaching titled Hardness of Heart is available in a CD album or in a DVD album as seen on Andrew's daily TV broadcast. Each is offered for a gift of any amount to the work of this ministry. Ask for number T1003 when you contact us. And be sure to specify the CD album or the As Seen on TV DVD album. Andrew's book titled Hardness of Heart is also available for a gift of any amount. Ask for item T303 when you write or call. The first teaching in the audio CD album, The Crisis, is also available for your donation of any amount. We encourage everyone to send a gift, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. Request teaching number TK57 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card when you order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can order ministry materials on our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. There, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, but you'll discover a wealth of resources free for you to download for yourself and share with others. Again, it's free as you navigate through the web pages of awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I've advertised in the past our living commentary that we're offering. It's actually my footnotes on 12,000 verses in the Bible where I've written footnotes. And we sell this computer program that gives you not only my commentary, but three different versions of the Bible, three other commentaries, dictionaries, maps, Greek and Hebrew, Strong's definition, and it's a great Bible program. But one of the unique things, the reason we call it a living commentary, is because I'm still writing it, and every month there are updates. And up until just this last week, I was charging a monthly fee for these updates. And yet, it's a long story, but I just decided to take away the price. It's now, you pay a one fee to get all of this Bible program and free updates. It's a tremendous deal. Order that today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance, February 5th through the 7th, Houston, Texas, February 12th through the 14th, and in Atlanta, Georgia, March 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the Charis Bible College Weekend, March 12th through the 14th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to give all the men watching a special invitation to join me on February the 5th through the 7th here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs for a men's advance. We're going to have big 6'7" Dave Hinton leading praise and worship. And I tell you, he was just at our ministers' conference and he stole the show. He is awesome. I'm going to be teaching the Word. Also, Wendell Parr, the director of our Charis Bible College, will be ministering. We have a lot of fun activities and chili suppers, and I think we're going to go bowling. And it's just a great, great time, and we always see men's lives change. So remember that this is February the 5th through the 7th, right here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs.
Be sure to tune in for more Gospel Truth on Monday.